You have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. The second passage will be Psalm 103, verses 1 through 18. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. And the last passage will be 1 John 4:7 through 11. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
Please turn in your blue supplements to number 55. I Will Wake the Dawn with Praises, number 55.
Awesome. Dawn and sunset, peace and joyful meeting, that is mighty grace. With the sea and sky before me, I will give him all my praise. I will wake the dawn with praises. I will speak his name abroad. I will worship him forever. Be my Lord, my only with praises. I will speak his name abroad. I will worship him forever. He, my Lord, my only God.
The table is prepared for those who may not have an opportunity earlier to partake of the Lord's Supper. Is there any that has that need? All right. If you will, turn to number 170. 170, after the singing of this song, will be served. Oh, what wondrous love I see freely shown for you and me by the one who did atone. Just to show his matchless grace, Jesus suffered for the race. In Gethsemane alone. Oh, what love, matchless love.
Would you raise your hand if you want to partake of the Lord's Supper? Okay. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we humbly come before you, thanking you for another day you've given us to think of what your Son has done for us and what it means to us as Christians. We pray that we will think of this time and what he has done for us. We pray that we will do so in a manner that is pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Said everyone. Let's pray. Our Father, we come before you again, thanking you for your Son and his love for us. And he loved us so much that he gave his life and for our sins. We pray that we will think of his love and his sacrifice. In Jesus' name, amen.
In the next section, God's love motivates our love. I'll begin the reading with the 36th Psalm, verses 5 through 10. Psalm 36, beginning with verse 5. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God! Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. O, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. Turn to Psalm 40. 40th Psalm, verses 4 and 5. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works, which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. In John chapter 12, verse 32. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself.
If you would please turn in your songbooks to number 186. I stand amazed. Number 186. Number 186. We'll sing verses 1, 3, and 4, and then the chorus at the end. Verses 1, 3, and 4, then the chorus.
The Nazarene, and 255. Sing all four verses, please, in number 255.
The next reading will reflect that God's love motivates us to obey. The first reading will be Psalm 51, verses 10 through 13. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. John 14 and verse 23. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Finally, 1 John Chapter 2, beginning in verse 3. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, "I know him," but does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked.
Verse 694.
694. Savior, teach me day by day. Thank you.
This section is God's love motivates us to love others. I'll begin in Micah, the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 8. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God? Next, Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40. Matthew 22, beginning of verse 36. Teacher, what is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And John, the 13th chapter, beginning in verse 12. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. And down in verse 34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. And finally, Romans 13, beginning in verse 8. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this one saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law.
Number 477. My task, number 477.
Oh, to love someone more dearly every day, to help a wandering child to find his way, to
answer when he calls.
Well, as you look at the sheet that I've given you, our title once again, remind everyone that we love him because he first loved us. And as you can see under that, the objective in our readings and our songs this afternoon was to emphasize the fact that we are motivated to love God and others because he loved us first. And I think the thing that is important to me, it is such a simple thing and maybe such an obvious thing, and yet it is so profound that perhaps for you, but I know in my own life, this is one of those light bulb moments, light bulbs going off, where you hear these things all the time, and then all of a sudden it kind of comes to mind that we love and we admire God because God is worthy. God is worthy of our love and worthy of our admiration. And that's some of the things that we read about here, isn't it? If you're just going down the list here, you can see the motivation for God's love is in how he has made creation and where he has placed man in relation to that creation. He said he's crowned him in creation. And then understanding in Psalm 103 that a problem has occurred, that sin has come into man's life and what he has done about that. And the divine attitude of God's love and pity and mercy and forgiveness that is available to mankind. And then, of course, then what we read in 1 John 4 is that the culmination of God's pity and love and mercy and sacrifice culminated in his own son coming on this earth and being our Savior and dying for our sins. That was the ultimate act. We can take these things for granted. You know, when you talk to people in the world, it goes even beyond taking things for granted and having a very terrible attitude as far as God is concerned and the things that he has done. So sometimes we need to get our mind back into what Scripture has to say. And that's, I think, where David comes in, especially in some of the Psalms that we read. Remember what we read, this one, like in Psalm 36 here, where he says, I'm contemplating your loving kindness, God. And because of that, because I look at your loving kindness and all the things that you have done, he says, then I'm motivated to put my trust in you. And he goes on to say in Psalm 40 then, he says, when I'm thinking about your goodness and your wonderful works, he says, I can't even number them. This is a good place to be. And I think it's worthwhile that the Holy Spirit has recorded these things for us from people like David and other people. And then the other thing, I guess I continue to come back to this one verse in John chapter 12. But it's just this simple verse that says that the very act of Jesus dying on the cross, if we contemplate that, you know, we talked about it in Jamie's class this morning, how we just can't get our heads around the how horrible that death really was and how that our Lord was willing and able to do that. And in that very act of doing that, we see once again God's love and his desire to draw us to him. So if we contemplate that, if we think about that and meditate on that, then we're getting into that position. Our hearts are getting into that position where we won't see our desire, or we won't see our responsibilities for doing God's will as we have to do this or we can't do that. And we won't see those in those terms. We will see them in terms of we are reciprocating God's love for us. And that's some of the things that we got into in that third section there. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. And he says, when you do that, then restore to me the joy of your salvation, then I will teach your transgressors and I will teach other people your way and sinners will be led to you. If we're going to be involved in personal evangelism, like we were talking, like George was talking about this morning, this is a really good place to start from. That we are motivated by God's love because God is worthy of our love and our devotion. And if we go out with that mindset in mind,
I think we'll be better off when we see that we need Almighty God and we need Jesus Christ, our Savior. We'll be properly motivated, I think, to go out and to be more effective in reaching the world. And so then we continue on in seeing that not only does our obedience become more sufficient, but then we do what the Lord says. Like this example of Jesus washing the apostles' feet. I remind you, when he washed the apostles' feet, Judas was still there. And so he was washing Judas' feet as well, the person he knew that was going to betray him. And that's the example of his love that he gave the apostles. And then he told them, he says, I've given you an example. And I've given you a commandment that you're going to love one another just like I've loved you. And it's that selfless kind of love, that caring kind of love that says, you're important to me. And because of that, I am going to treat you as I should, as the Lord has treated me. So that's what we dealt with today. That's what we sang about, and that's what we read about. And I hope that this has been useful for all of us to remind us. And as far as this afternoon, we always like to close with offering an invitation, not from us, but from the Lord himself. And the song that we're going to sing is based on the words that Jesus himself said in Matthew 11 about, come to me, all you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Some of the most beautiful words that has ever been written down. And that is the divine attitude of God and Jesus Christ toward those who are sinners. Come to me, and I will give you rest. And so if you are here and you need the rest, you admire and you appreciate Almighty God. You appreciate what Almighty God has done by sending us a Savior for mankind. And you need His remission of sins. You need your forgiveness. Then we ask you to come and to obey what he says about repenting from sin and turning away from sin and confessing that you realize that Jesus Christ, God has elevated him to be the Son of God, and that because of that, then that you would be baptized, that's immersed in water, in order to wash away your sins and to become a child of God. And maybe there's others who, perhaps you've been like me before, who's kind of lost sight of this at various times in your life and are not maybe quite as motivated, not as appreciative of what our God has done and continues to do for us every breath that we take, every moment of every day. And you need to renew that this afternoon. Won't you come? We're going to stand and sing this song. Alton will stand and sing it.
Number 540.
Oh, heart bowed down with sorrow, oh, eyes that long for sight, there's gladness in believing in Jesus, there is life.
Come to me, all you who are.
Dismissed in prayer. Bow with me, please. Our dear